Ramping up your business? The time is near. You've given it heart. Now get it in gear. It's Passage to Profit with Richard and Elizabeth Gearhart.
I'm Richard Gearhart, founder of Gearhart Law, a full-service intellectual property law firm specializing in patents, trademarks, and copyrights.
And I'm Elizabeth Gearhart, not an attorney, but I do marketing for Gearhart Law, and I am the founder of Gear Media Studios, a content creation studio with the focus on podcasting.
In the world of inventing and entrepreneurship, is it cutthroat and unattainable? Well, we'll find out a little bit later in the show. Welcome to Passage to Profit, the road to entrepreneurship, where we talk with entrepreneurs and celebrities about their business journeys.
Now it is time for Secrets of the Entrepreneurial Mind. So Lisa Askles, the inventress, what is a secret you can share with our audience?
I would say really believe in yourself, pray over it, meditate on your ideas, your business, your product, but pray over it and wait for answers because you'll get them. I promise you, wait and you will get them. I always say write down on your canvas what it is you want to achieve. Look at it over and over again. Don't hide it. Keep it in a place that irritates you. I always say write it on a post-it. Put it on a mirror. Put it on your countertop and believe in whatever that thing is and it will come to fruition. But you have to put your whole self in it. And I mean it. Like, step into it. Step into it and don't be afraid.
Somehow, some way, it works. Even if you,
it works.
Even if you're skeptical that something like that would work. It does work. It really does.
And your words are very important. I can, I must, I will.
Yes.
I think that's in my book. I can, I must, and I will achieve this, what I want to achieve. Write it down. Put it in an irritating spot and do it.
Irritate yourself. What great advice.
Irritate yourself, folks.
Okay. So Ariel Schur, founder of ABS Staffing Solutions, what's a secret you can share with our audience?
Just knowing that everyone has challenges, everyone has points where they want to give up, and just taking it one step at a time and believing in yourself. And, you know, I also think people will say, well, like, who's your biggest competitor? It's myself. I don't really think about other people or companies because it doesn't really impact me. It's I can only do what I can do, and I focus on that and what's in my control. And I think that's important.
And doing that could take you off your game, too.
Yeah.
When you start looking at other people,
yeah.
It can take you
right
off of your game.
You know, you quickly start looking and it becomes a dark, deep hole. And then, you know, sometimes it's good to be aware. But at the end of the day, you want to keep your energy and focus on doing the best you can do.
Mm-hmm. Okay,
and it's hard.
Thank you. Gina Triantafilo.
I don't know if it's because I'm a teacher, but I would say to always keep learning because I know through the journey, like, there were things I didn't know. And I had to put in that time to research or look up things. And even social media, I really am new to it, but I'm okay with that because I'm putting in the work. So I would say a secret would be it's okay if you don't know something, but just to learn it. And there's so many resources out there now for everyone that you can pretty much learn anything that you would want to, and it's just putting in the time and effort. So I would just say be okay that you don't know everything and you can still learn it.
I'm 100% in agreement, 1,000%. Yeah, I'm a constant learner. Richard Gearhart, Gearhart Law, what's your secret?
My secret is push the envelope, right? If you're going to make any progress, you have to grow as a person. And the only way you can do that is to stretch yourself and do things that maybe you haven't tried before. And so if you're not pushing the envelope, you're not growing. I don't think you can grow a business unless you can grow yourself. Mm-hmm. And so push the envelope and keep growing.
Even if you're afraid, right?
Especially if you're afraid.
Especially when you're afraid.
Because that means something's going on there, that something juicy is going on there, mm-hmm. that you need
That's
to
right.
take a look at.
So my secret is, well, I'm going to tell a little story. Back when Richard started the law firm almost 20 years ago, people told him, don't go on the internet. Don't take internet clients. Don't have a website. But he ignored that advice. And now, in 2025, and this is something that Lisa Askles has known for a very long time, I feel like media presence has been democratized to the point where anybody can start a podcast. You can go on other people's podcasts. You can go on TV. It's much easier to get media presence now. I now think media presence in 2025 was like starting a website 20 years ago. I think you have to be on YouTube. You have to have some sort of media presence to compete in today's world. That's my secret.
Definitely. Yeah. Absolutely yeah. agree with you.
Yeah. And you've been doing it for a long time, and you're helping other people do it. With
it's
your
important.
Inventor Spotlight TV. I'm doing it helping people start podcasts, but I really feel like that's the next wave.
It is the next wave.
Yeah. Well, that's it for us. Passage to Profit is a nationally syndicated radio show appearing in 39 markets across the U.S. In addition, Passage to Profit has also been recently selected by FeedSpot Podcasters Database as a top 10 entrepreneur interview podcast. Thank you to the P2P team, our producer Noah Fleischman, and our program coordinator Alicia Morrissey, our studio assistant Rissakat Busari, and our social media powerhouse Carolina Tabares. Look for our podcast tomorrow anywhere you get your podcasts. Our podcast is ranked in the top 3% globally. You can also find us on Facebook, Instagram, X, and on our YouTube channel. And remember, while the information on this program is believed to be correct, never take a legal step without checking with your legal professional first. Gearhart Law is here for your patent, trademark, and copyright needs. You can find us at gearhartlaw.com and contact us for a free consultation. Take care, everybody. Thanks for listening, and we'll be back next week.